Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US government has stepped up efforts to reach a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. President Joe Biden said such a deal would help deter Iran from launching attacks on Israel. Iran blames Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran and said it would retaliate. At a UN Security Council meeting, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, accused the Security Council of not doing enough.
You have to act to put an end to this cruel criminality and genocide against our people in Palestine, particularly in the Gaza Strip. Will you do that, all of you? You gave beautiful statements. You said you showed unanimity in rejecting their criminal action. But that is good, not sufficient. Show the will and the resolve to act on that basis with the tools that you have.
A police officer in the US state of Ohio has been charged with murder for the shooting last August of a pregnant black woman who'd been suspected of shoplifting. 21-year-old Takaya Young was in her car in Blendon Township when the officer, Connor Grubb, and a colleague approached her. When she refused to get out of the vehicle, body cam footage shows Grubb firing a single shot through the windscreen into the victim's chest. The attorney for Takaya Young, Sean Walton, said the family welcomed the indictment.
Today marks a solemn victory in the pursuit of justice for Takaya Young and her unborn daughter, whose lives were tragically and unjustly taken at the hands of Blendon Township Police Officer Connor Grubb. Grubb now faces four counts of murder, four counts of felonious assault, and two counts of involuntary manslaughter.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country now controls 74 communities in the Kursk region of western Russia. It's a week since Kiev sent large numbers of troops over the border into Kursk in a surprise military incursion. Charles Haviland has this report.
On Monday, President Zelensky had said that war was coming home to Russia after it brought war to others. He has now declared that his troops are still advancing in Kursk despite difficult and intense battles, and they're developing what he called humanitarian solutions for the many communities they claim to have captured. Kiev says it's acting defensively and doesn't plan to hold on to the land it's taken. It hopes to drain some of the Kremlin's resources away from occupied eastern Ukraine. But there's no sign that Russia's campaign there has been affected.
Workers at the world's largest copper mine, the Escondida in Chile, have gone on strike after government-mediated pay negotiations fell apart. The trade union says production could be hit as it represents nearly 99% of frontline workers and replacement staff are prohibited by law. BBC News. The head of the fire service in Greece has said there are no longer any active wildfires in the wider Athens area. Milder winds and extensive efforts by the emergency services have helped bring the blaze under control. It started on Sunday, northeast of the capital, and destroyed an estimated 10,000 hectares of land. At least two people were killed. Tropical storm Ernesto is moving steadily across the Caribbean towards Puerto Rico, where schools and offices have been shut in anticipation of its arrival. The US National Hurricane Center says the storm is likely to reach the US and British Virgin Islands in the coming hours, with maximum sustained winds approaching 100 kilometers an hour. Officials in Spain are investigating the American singer Katy Perry for allegedly filming a music video in ecologically sensitive dunes in the Balearic Islands without authorization. More details from Anna Aslam.
Katy Perry released the music video for Lifetimes 4 days ago. It shows the American pop star frolicking on the beach and partying at a nightclub in the picturesque Spanish islands of Ibiza and Formentera. But the government is investigating whether the shoot caused environmental damage to the protected sand dunes of Ses Palmador. The Spanish government says the singer's team did not get the required filming permits. Officials say the video isn't necessarily a crime against the environment, but is being investigated as an infringement. Katy Perry has not commented.
The Spanish city of Seville has announced it will cut off the water supply to all illegal holiday rentals. The move will affect around 5,000 flats. It aims to crack down on owners who rent out their holiday flats in the southern Spanish city without a licence. Seville follows in the footsteps of Barcelona, which has already announced plans to ban all short-term rentals to keep housing affordable for local residents. In recent months, there have been protests in various locations in Spain against over-tourism. BBC News.